5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Mail call!
It's a Mailbag Monday with the Killer Bees.
You've got mail.
It is our Mailbag Monday. Ask the Killer Bees whenever you want. 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. 1523, ask you, Blankers, what would you have done in the Jalen Green draft?
It's a good question. I don't know what offers were on the table, but, you know, I've heard rumors about multiple ones that could have been on the table. I think it's similar to the Texans, that if you know that your roster, depending on where you value your roster and evaluate your roster to be, you know what you need more than anybody else. And if you felt like that there was multiple first-round picks to be had for him, I would hope that's something that you would have considered and wouldn't have felt the pressure to do what was left for you and what everybody said you had to do. Now, with that being said, I don't think Jalen Green's a bust.
No.
I just think he hasn't been coached, and I don't think he has been guided in the right direction. So it's not that anything has been with finality decided and the jury's still out. I think Jalen Green can still be a hell of a talent in this league, but people judge it too quickly by the points scored in a certain game.
Sure.
Or a couple of games. It's got to be development, maturity, understanding of how it's played on this level, and we're still waiting to see a lot of that.
Yeah, Kevin Martin used to give you 20 a night for like 6 years in a row.
In the third quarter. First three quarters and then disappear in the fourth.
The volume scores for bad teams. Now, the part that you say that Jalen Green hasn't been coached yet is where I'm at. Like, I'm not going to look too much at overrate points per game, especially on a bad team. But he did average 22 points per game in his second year in the league as a 20-year-old.
Now, you do have to understand it's a two-way selection. Street, too. Excellent. You can get the right coaches, but if you don't accept coaching and you don't like tough love or... You know, it's like the Kelvin Sampson approach to college basketball. I'm going to coach you, and there's days I'm going to be tough on you.
And it's not for everybody.
If you can't hack that, and it's not for everybody, and if you're one of those people that it's not good for, then you also might have to accept you're not going to be as good as you could possibly be and maximize your talent.
It's got to be coachable. Like, it has to be coachable.
You won't know that stuff.
No, you can't.
I know some of it.
But that's not why I'm not writing.
No, but like you won't know before the draft.
I'm saying as it relates to their entire roster and particularly their best young players, I know some of the personality traits and some of the issues so far. These guys have got to be able to set aside the silver spoon that they've been fed with and understand if they truly want to be, and I'm not saying everybody's Kobe in their makeup and work ethic and their, you know, their grit, but at a certain point as a professional, you got to look in the mirror and go, in order for me to get where I want to be and be the player I think I should be, I got to do things differently.
I disagree with you, though, about that, Joe. Like, I think that you should have a pretty good understanding whether or not a player is going to be coachable or not. Like,
but the feedback before the draft was that coming out of the G League Ignite, that he was not the problem.
I don't think that he is.
I know, but that like the issues with like in terms of like tough coaching, getting him to do what they wanted, it was Jonathan Kuminga. And it was like that's why Kuminga fell in that draft was because people looked at the Ignite and what the coaches were saying there that Jalen Green was like the pro. But like once you get to this environment, like things change.
Sure.
And this is where I just go back to like the NBA, like, it is, this is a old man take, I think, in a lot of ways, maybe, but just seeing what I deal with and, like, what my wife deals with, like, dealing with kids, they're different. These young 18, 19-year-old kids, and these are just normal people working normal jobs.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the NBA guys, so they're even worse.
That's what I'm saying. The silver spoon has been fed to them for way too long to where that's what they expect the norm to be and not what it's like in the real world.
And that's why you need someone to come in and break that down. And the question, like, who's the right guy to do it?
713-780-ESPN. What's your question for the Killer Bees? 713-780-3776. Eric the Driver, if you could be the undisputed GOAT for one sport, what sport team would y'all choose?
Man.
Baseball.
Why?
Those contracts are fat.
Okay.
I mean, those contracts are guaranteed. Okay. They are for way too many years. Ken Griffey Jr. is still the fifth highest paid player on the Cincinnati Reds today.
That double was bad it, business Joe. For Ken
double
Griffey,
it, Joe. How about if you could do that and double it? Because here's my answer. It's basketball. And you know why? Because whether you're a LeBron guy or a Jordan guy, it's one thing to take the max contracts you're getting. It's another thing to parlay it into also having a shoe contract and a deal with a shoe company
that's
going to pay you hundreds of millions of dollars on top of it to where your contract is minuscule compared to what you're making in endorsements.
I mean, what they said, Steph was like his deal is worth like $1 billion with Under Armour.
Think about Jordan's Nike deal. Think about LeBron's Nike deal. Think about Kobe's Nike deal. It's a second max contract in an endorsement.
Think about Tiger Woods' career earnings. I'm going golf. I'm going golf. If I could be the undisputed GOAT for one sport, I'm going to be a golfer. You know why? I don't have to worry about my teammates being idiots and morons. I don't have to worry about them getting in trouble, all of this stuff. Don't have to worry about owners telling me what to do, coaches telling me what to do.
LeBron
know what else?
Doesn't let anybody tell me.
That's true, and he lies a lot.
Yep.
And you also make your own schedule. You don't want to work one weekend? I'm not going to work this weekend.
We call that load management in the sport I picked.
True.
Okay.
You want to go to Monaco and watch F1 Grand Prix? Great. I'll do that. I'm not going to golf this week. You're working outside if you like to be outside. You're only working mostly on pretty days, so that's outstanding as well. I'm picking golf. I'm going to be a billionaire. I don't have to worry about my crying teammates, coaches, owners. I can work when I want. I think it's golf.
Golf's a good one, too, because the branding stuff is there.
And
as well.
You can play forever.
But you don't get penalized for load management. In golf, you do. Rory lost $3 million.
You get penalized in the NBA for load management now.
Not really.
You can also go to Live and not get penalized.
No, it's official.
What?
You could go. Rory could have went to Live. He wouldn't have been penalized.
It's true.
It's true.
But you, it's
think
it's
about
official.
The dirty money you're taking.
But it's official now. You have to play 65 games to qualify for MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. And you got to play over 20 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
So you can't like skirt the rules by starting the game and then only playing 5 minutes and leaving. Like
smart.
You have to
you're
play.
You're still talking about 16 games of vacation.
I know. But
somebody said soccer or race car driving.
Soccer's big.
It's a lot of work though. Like you're running like 8 miles a match depending
so
on your
shape.
Position. Yeah, you're in great shape. I don't
Cristiano
care if I'm in
Ronaldo
great
has also got a freaking stable of the best looking women in the world at his beck and call it every day of the year.
He does, if that's the kind of
I'm
stuff
just saying,
that you're looking
it seems like
for.
That's the lifestyle he enjoys.
If that's what you're looking for, you could go that
and
route.
And all the money in the
or
world.
I could golf until I'm 60, and I'm the great, and I don't have to worry about dying. Like, if I'm a race car driver, I could be Dale Earnhardt. I died. Like, I don't have to worry about dying on the golf course, unless you're at Augusta and you have a tree falling down. Which, sure. cancel golf. Cancel the Masters.
MJ.
Cancel the outdoors.
MJ didn't have to play that long, and he's rolling in it forever.
He's rolling in it forever. You're right. Yeah, Pena.
I mean, to be like the GOAT, which is to be Michael Jordan. Then
yes.
The Tiger's close, though. Like,
no,
Jordan's
know,
got
but...
the brand and all that. Tiger did, too.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Nope.
Because you have morons like me that have five pairs of Jordans. Michael Jordan hasn't played basketball in 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Like,
the iconic brand is... that will outlive him. As being iconic,
but Jordan,
is
you know
crazy.
What Jordan had to deal with though. Jordan had to deal with Pippen. Jordan had to deal with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, well,
golfers
he got
don't
Pippen.
Have to worry
he
about
got
that.
Pippen back,
did he?
Yeah,
because his son.
Because his son is with Pippen's wife.
But if you
I
win,
love that story.
But if you win while dealing with those morons, you're even elevated further.
Yeah,
and then you sell the rights to The Last Dance, and you roll in it even more.
And now you've got a new movie, Air.
See, I don't know if he gets anything from that.
I'm sure he does.
He does.
How could he not?
Yeah, he
because they said they intentionally didn't want to use him in it.
I think he didn't want to be in it.
No. I saw an interview with Affleck and
he picked his mom.
Damon where they said they felt like if he was in it, that it would take away from the actual story.
No, but like he selected the actress who's playing his mother. So like he was like heavily involved in the movie.
She's a great actress too.
I don't know that Sonny Vaccaro looks
Viola
anything
Davis?
Like
yeah.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, probably not. 713-780-ESPN.
I know he doesn't look like him.
I'm glad that you know that.
Yes. You know, if you've seen any interviews with Sonny Vaccaro.
I have no idea who that is.
He's, oh my God. Sonny Vaccaro created the Air Jordan brand.
Yeah.
But he was like during the heyday of AAU. He made sure every he could get any player to go to any university and make every deal behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
He was NIL before NIL.
Indeed he was.
Bot says tennis. Just check out how much Federer and Serena still make. But you got to play tennis.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play golf. I don't want to play tennis.
Yeah.
I'd pick the – give me a golf. He says bass fishing. Get out of here. 713-780-ESPN. What's your question for the Killer Bees?
How much can you make bass fishing? That's actually –
Oh, I remember those cheaters that were putting the lead weights inside the fish?
Yep. That's
a dirty sport. It's a dirty sport, that bass fishing. Pena says, who would win in an arm wrestle between y'all blankers? What's the best pizza in Houston that's not fast food?
Star.
Star Pizza. Go Cougs.
Star.
Yeah, they're big Cougars.
Star's really, Star really pizza. Good.
Yep. I like me some Star's pizza. The best pizza in Chicago is Pequod's. I don't care what Joe George says. Pequod's is so good.
Joe, who you got?
Chicago, I think Pequod's is probably the top.
Oh!
Really?
Actually, what a plot twist. I think I agree with that.
I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah, I love
Pequod's. What a plot twist. Yeah.
What's,
I mean, Lou Malnati's is great. Like, if you want the Chicago...
You're thinking probably Giordano's.
Giordano's has always been my favorite.
I mean, if you want, like, the Chicago experience, like, if you want the tourist garbage that's deep dish pizza, then go to Lou's.
You know what's cool about Pequod's? No,
Giordano's is awesome.
If
you have a layover in Chicago, like they have a subway that goes to the airport in Chicago. Like you could hop on the L train, like I don't even know what like subway it is, maybe like ride 4 or whatever, and you could go to Pequod's and back in 30 minutes.
It's pretty great.
Pretty awesome.
Giordano's is dry ice shipping pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Luz does that too.
Slap that bad boy in the oven.
Ooh, pricey though.
Josh and Beaumont, would you rather be Hulk Hogan or Jim Kelly? Well, if you're Jim Kelly, you're the greatest professional quarterback in Houston sports history.
If you're Hulk Hogan, you're a billionaire.
Yeah, but you're also borderline racist.
But that's why you're a billionaire.
And you also have a weird arm tattoo when you're 65 years old.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be Hulk Hogan.
Like, it's one thing to, like, get a tattoo when you're young and then get old and have that tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you're 65 years old and you're starting to get young guy tattoos, that's bizarre behavior.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to choose to be Hulk Hogan.
Now, Kelly's sick.
I know. But so.
Oh, but he's been.
Is no, he, but someone is said he, that Hulk can't walk.
He's not in remission anymore?
I don't know.
He had his jaw, like, parts of his jaw removed.
I heard him
talking.
But
I thought that he was doing. Well, that's because his jaw has been surgically removed in places. But I thought he was all right.
You say Hulk can't walk?
Yeah, that's what Kurt Angle said, though. Like, he, like, basically can't walk anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't he with some, like, girl better? Half his age now?
Probably.
Well, doesn't Hulk have to walk then.
So you'd rather be Hulk? Because of that?
No, I think Jim Kelly's the answer.
Jim Kelly went through a lot.
What a weird question.
It is very random. Hulk Hogan's by far more popular, if that's your thing. But it's a more toxic lifestyle. I mean,
but if you're Jim Kelly, you have to deal with Chad Kelly. So
why? Oh, yeah, it's his son. That's why.
Nephew.
Oh, it's his nephew?
Yeah.
Oh, he went off the deep end, right?
Yeah, now he's like trying to...
Was he at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I'll take Jim Kelly. That way I can be the greatest quarterback in Houston professional history. Give me
you
Jim
don't
Kelly.
Think Warren Moon is?
You think he's better than Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly's got scoreboard.
Okay.
And he does. He won the game. Well, actually, he didn't win that game. He got hurt. Frank Reich came back and won. He's been to more Super Bowls.
Yeah, you're right.
Was Jim Kelly not a better NFL quarterback than Warren Moon?
But in Houston history, you said.
Yeah, you're saying in Houston
NFL history.
Well, yeah.
you're crossing your.
Well, I'm giving Kelly points for what he did in Buffalo.
Yeah, but just also was a fake football
which
team.
Which is not what people in Houston are going to do.
The XFL was
It wasn't even the XFL.
It was the USFL.
Yeah.
The USFL was great.
It got canceled.
Yeah.
The NFL still exists.
Donald Trump won that lawsuit.
He got a dollar.
He won a dollar.
Wait, it was a dollar or $2?
It was $1. He got $1. They awarded him the lawsuit. They said he was right.
Bet.
And he won $1 that lawsuit.
Mortimer and whatever with the dollar bet.
All right. That's our mailbag Monday. Any questions we didn't get to, make sure you tweet them at Pac-Man Joel. Nick Caserio said that he is not leaving. Doesn't necessarily rule out the Joe George theory. Also, Ian Rappaport, more momentum that the Texans will go quarterback at number 2. Who knows what's going to happen? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Nick Caserio spoke to the media earlier today, and in case you missed it, a lot of, we might do this, we might do that, I wouldn't rule anything out, everything's on the table, I'm listening. for offers. Number two said he's gotten calls about number two. But the biggest storyline coming out of this, because there's been a lot of rumors Nick Caserio's leaving, that he and D'Amico don't get along. They're fighting about the number two pick. He's going to go work with Bill Belichick in New England. Nick Caserio says, uh-uh.
You know, before we take any questions, quite frankly, I'm almost embarrassed that I have to say anything. I mean, honestly, I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. But I'm not leaving. There's never really been any substantive discussions of the sort.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
Nick Caserio is not going anywhere. He's still saying. He sounded a little mad when he said embarrassed, though, by the way. I'm embarrassed. I have to talk about this.
You know, take a deep breath, Nick, and move on.
Well, but
he's embarrassed.
I got a question. Any substantive conversations to this? Does that mean there's been some conversations?
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Like, he didn't say that it's never been talked about. I'm not. He said there's never been any substantive conversations. So, like, did it come up at some point, or was is this referring? Maybe this is referring back to before D'Amico, before he went up there all pouty face and said, "If you guy don't want me, I'll leave."
I don't think there's anything here. I called BS on this last week. Like, it doesn't make sense to me from a Houston Texans point of view. It doesn't make sense to me from a Nick Caserio point of view. The whole, well, maybe D'Amico and Nick are fighting about pick number two. They don't strike me as the kind of guys that would do that. Or then if they were in a healthy disagreement, healthy discussion, I don't think the other one's going to get so butthurt that they're going to want to leave. They're going to quit and leave. I think they'd be professionals about
anybody
it.
Anybody that's stupid enough to walk away from guaranteed money for like multiple years is a complete and utter idiot and buffoon. So
exactly.
They can be convinced to take a position of bigger title, lesser importance. They can do whatever they want to do or say that they are considering doing whatever needs to be done. But it better be damn well worth their while or they ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, like Nick Caserio is unhappy that he's not having the power to make the number two pick. Well, where are you going to get power, Nick?
But every 2 weeks, that check goes right into the direct deposit and looks really, really good.
Now, the one thing that I think is still in play is the Joe George theory. Joe George had a really interesting theory last week. Because remember the first time this rumor came up was that Lombardi or Lombardo, whoever, was saying that there's going to be a reshuffling in the Houston Texans front office. Just because Nick Caserio is still around doesn't mean there could be a reshuffle. Maybe it's as minor as replacing a couple of Caserio scouts with a couple of D'Amico scouts. Maybe it can be that minor. Or maybe it could be the Joe George theory where Nick Caserio gets that bump, he gets that elevation to president of football operations, and then D'Amico Ryans gets his general manager. Because Nick said he's not going anywhere. He's still here, but he doesn't technically have to be the general manager come May 1st. I still think, Joe George, that that's in play, your theory.
No, I think it is, too, because it doesn't mean that they don't value Nick Caserio. Mm-hmm. It might mean that they want him to take a broader approach at the organization, and then that they know that this new GM, especially if it's the assistant GM from the 49ers, is more in lockstep with D'Amico. But my only question, just like thinking about it over the weekend, was like, why after the draft? Like, why wouldn't you make that decision as an organization that we're going to elevate Nick Caserio and bring in a new GM before this draft?
Well, I think you want to close business of this cycle for the college recruiting, like college scouting. I mean,
I think it's smart business to say, hey, look, show your hand and show your cards, and also realize you're again, talk about levels of stupidity. You realize there's no way you could make up for all the work that's been done leading into this draft. Mm-hmm. The worst thing you could do is make a decision based on the future of the dynamics of your front office while suffering through one of the most important drafts of your franchise's history.
And if they still have value for Nick and they think that Nick's still important, then you have no problem him running the draft.
No, for sure. But I think you still would want, like, you're making a major franchise changing decision in 10 days.
Twice.
That's why you can't get rid of
them.
Like,
two of them.
But like, if you're not confident in him in any way, shape, or form, then he shouldn't be making the decision anyways. So, like, if you're going to bring in a new GM to help assist...
But you just said that they still hold him in high regard this scenario.
No, I know. For sure. But it's like, if you're going to want to bring in another voice in, then why isn't that voice here now? Just to add to the discussion, if anything.
Yeah. But that's why. Because you can't leave yourself with your pants down going into a draft unprepared because you decided to make personality conflict decisions or potential personality conflict decisions before one of the most important drafts in the franchise's history. You do it after.
But if you're already split, if half the room, as Lance reported and said on the bench last week, if you're split 50-50 in the room on Stroud and what his success is going to be in the NFL, so half the team wants Stroud, half the team wants Anderson, then aren't you already there?
You need to go with DeMeco then. If this is the plan,
the guy's here for the long term.
If this is the plan is that you're elevating Caserio into president of football operations, but less of a general manager role, less of running draft role, and DeMeco is going to bring in his own guy May 1st, then DeMeco makes the pick.
100%.
And it's also because of the fact that you're evaluating who's going to be here longer and who deserves to have, with that scenario in place, who deserves to have the final call. You'd love to say it's your owner. Because you'd love to say your owner is so in touch with everything going on with your franchise that he could break all ties. Or at least try, right? Because we've seen Dan Snyder screw that up when he decided he wanted his quarterback or other owners previously. But you want to have someone that can break the tie that you completely believe in, that you have trust in. Whether that's, and if you don't with your ownership, then it has to come down to which guy in the room carries more clout. It has to be DeMeco because you just hired him and you know he's here for the long haul.
Yeah, I think DeMeco gets the tie. If it is indeed that, if that is indeed what is going on, I think you have to go that route where D'Amico's the one breaking the tie. Nick Caserio was also asked earlier today about the possibility of the Texans not drafting a quarterback. We'll get into that on the other side. Also, Ian Rappaport on what the Houston Texans are planning at number two. Is there momentum building again for quarterback? Is it defensive end? The latest odds on who goes number one? Well, Bryce Young is now -1,000, -750 other places. He's canceled all of his other team visits ahead of next Thursday's NFL draft. So it looks like Bryce Young's the number one pick. The Texans' odds at number two are interesting. Maybe it's quarterback. Maybe it's defensive end. It's still 50-50 on what the Texans could be doing at number two. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about my good friend Doc Linville. I've been telling you about him for quite a while now, ever since I had that NeoGraft procedure, and I'm telling you, it's a game changer. If you have thinning or balding spots on your head and you don't think there's anything you can do but shave your head or resort to those gimmicky creams and sprays and foams that just kind of mask the problem, they don't get rid of it, you need to have a free consultation with Doc Linville. I said free. That's right. No obligation. For anybody else off the street that's not listening to ESPN 97.5, it's $150 to sit down with Doc Linville and his staff. For you, it's absolutely free by going to 975hair.com. Go there, set up an appointment, ask all the questions. Like I said, there's no obligation and no fees. You go in and say, how long does the procedure take? How long is the recovery? When do I see the full results? What kind of percentages are we talking about in terms of all the hair that's going to stay and grow? 95%+ of the follicles that are transported are used from where they were and put to where you need them most. They're going to stay and they're going to grow. They're going to be with you for the long haul. That's what won me over. It's everything else that's great, but the best thing is the fact that 95%+ of the hair transplanted is going to be there with you for the rest of your life. That's why Doc Linville convinced me to do it, and that's why I'm so grateful that I did, because he takes care of you and makes sure that your hair is going to be there. It changes the way you appear in your mirror every morning and the way you feel about yourself every day. Check him out. Tell him I sent you by. I can't stress this enough. If you need hair and you want your own hair, you need to get there as soon as possible. Go see Doc Linville, 975hair.com.
Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Nick Caserio asked a question earlier today. Is it possible the Texans don't draft a quarterback at number two?
I mean, anything's possible. I think it's what's possible and what the hope is that we can come out of this draft with good football players that we think can help our football team. Yeah, that's what we're focused on doing.
A void at the quarterback position. He was actually asked if the Texans don't draft a quarterback in this draft, not at number two. He didn't give you a real answer there. There's a lot of... how do I answer this? I like Nick Caserio at the podium. I think he's hilarious. To be honest,
I think he looks like a scary, like, serial killer.
He definitely needs some more carbs.
I love that this guy runs my franchise, and he's kind of a comedian, or a bad way.
He doesn't scare me running the organ to have the keys to the operation. Like, he sounds like a smart dude. He sounds smart.
I think he's stable.
He sounds smart.
What's everyone's favorite relief pitcher that was kind of a bum?
Ken
Joe Biagini.
Oh, Joe Biagini.
Clown. The guy who thought he was the funniest guy in the world.
Yeah, he's not funny in that way. No.
It wasn't funny when he was blowing up, giving up like crooked numbers.
He's got, you know, funny references. You know, he drops in the Wolf of Wall Street. He talks about companies. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he thought about that coming in. That wasn't off the
He was
cuff.
Like, all right, what am I going to say?
I got one for him today. Watch this.
Like, look at this, guys. Yeah. They're going to love this.
Absolutely. Absolutely he did. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But quarterback at two, defensive end at number two. Here was Ian Rappaport on with Pat McAfee on his thought of what the Texans are doing at number two.
That does seem to be the hot rumor now with, you know, and people ask me, like, is it possible the Texans don't take Stroud at two? Anything is possible, especially, you know, the Texans and Nick Cassero don't always look at things like everyone else. I just don't believe it. Like, I just don't. Like, from my information, the people that I've spoken with, all of that, like, I would be surprised if the Texans do not take their quarterback of the future at number two. You know, most people I speak with believe it's Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and then the others. Small gap, not like a huge gap, but they think it's those two. So if that's the case, if Bryce Young goes one, Stroud should go two. So, like, I hear all of this, and I get calls about it all the time because that's the season we're in right now. I just don't really believe it. And if it happens, I will say, like, yeah, I didn't see it, but I don't see it.
It is silly season. There's no doubt about that. It is silly season right now in the NFL.
Well, that's what they keep saying. Yeah, they're not going to say what they feel. They're going to say what you want to hear.
But the thing Rappaport mentioned there, he says, like, I feel like they're going to go quarterback at two, but he didn't bang the table that it was C.J. Stroud.
Right.
So, like, it throws in the, was it Will Levis at number two? Because there's thoughts that the Houston Texans have Levis higher on their board than C.J. Stroud. I certainly do. I would take Levis ahead of C.J. Stroud in this draft. So, like, it doesn't, like, Rappaport is, yeah, he feels the Texans are going quarterback at two. But he has no idea which quarterback it would be at two. He says their franchise quarterback. No one has any idea who the Houston Texans view as their second-best quarterback right now on their board. The Vegas odds with this, C.J. Stroud right now is the favorite to be the number two overall pick. He's plus 140. Will Anderson's plus 150. This is as close to a coin flip that you can have a week from Thursday heading into the number two pick of the NFL draft. Also, here's another curveball from our very own Lance Erline today on the bench. You know what he said? He said the Texans are shopping number two. Mm-hmm. He said the Texans are shopping number two and trading down. My two favorite things for the Houston Texans to do in this draft is trading down, collecting draft capital. Who knows what that trade package looks like? You still might have a pick in the top 10, and maybe you're adding a future first rounder. Now you're looking at three first round picks in 2024. That sounds really good to me. That sounds really good. So I like the idea of trade down. I'm also on board with the idea of Anderson and trade up from 12. So it's very difficult for me to leave Thursday's draft feeling unhappy. I think the only way that I feel unhappy leaving Thursday's draft is if you take C.J. Stroud at number two, to be honest with you.
Well, but I think from a fan's perspective, I think there's ways that they're going to feel disappointed. The fans are trained to believe that you need to take quarterback at number two.
They will be disappointed if the Texans don't take C.J. Stroud.
That's correct.
I'm the polar opposite.
Well, I would say primarily C.J. Stroud, but if they don't take quarterback at number two.
Oh, wow, man. Like,
I just think from a fan's perspective, no matter how much they're dialed in or not, if they don't take quarterback at two, there's going to be a whole lot of what the hell are they doing.
My reaction to that was hilarious. I think if it's Anthony Richardson, people would be okay-ish with that. If Will Levis is the pick at number two, this city is going to be mad. This city is going to be upset. Oh, no doubt about it. Selecting Will Levis at number two with C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson on the board is hiring Josh McCown as your head coach.
I think I kind of lean towards with Joel here that the general consensus of fans is quarterback at two, New Jersey to buy, and it doesn't really matter like what the name and the number
we'll
on is the back.
We'll wait and see how they play.
Yeah, I think that's more – because I think most fans are going to be upset because this will just be, what, the third time in franchise history in which instead of getting like a franchise quarterback, the Texans have had to take a pass rusher. And like that's where the frustration really lies, even if Will Anderson's a great player.
They were right every time.
But remember – but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right off the bat initially, when they didn't take Reggie Bush, everybody – or VY.
They didn't want Bush. They wanted VY.
That was the same draft, right. But I'm just saying, okay, so either Reggie Bush or VY, but because it was the local kid, too. when there were people losing their mind because, and I think it would be the same level with the fact that you're not taking quarterback at two when everybody knows that's the most glaring need this franchise has.
I include Will Levis into that conversation, though, because I don't believe the city wants Will Levis in Houston. I put Will Levis and Will Anderson in the Tyree Wilson and that's group.
The athleticism and the potential of Richardson, the top tier, if you believe everybody's evaluations, there were two, and you get one of those two. It's like Rafael Stone in the draft. You don't get the one necessarily that you know you might have wanted, but you get one of the top two. And if you don't take that quarterback at two, I think people are going to lose their mind.
Yeah, but I don't include Will Levis in that conversation. Okay. It's everybody but Levis, at least in my opinion. 713-780-ESPN, let me know. What do you mean?
I mean, most people don't. Again, we're talking about the common fan. The common fan doesn't consider Will Levis to be in the same discussion as those two guys.
Right. I would agree with that.
But there might be general managers that say, I see enough in this kid that I believe there's just as much potential with him as Richardson.
But if we let's just say let's operate with that tier. Like, 'cause right now the overwhelming NFL casual like observation and feel is that there's two tier one quarterbacks, maybe even one tier one, and then C.J. Stroud. But if we assume that Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud are tier one, and then Will Levis and Anthony Richardson are tier two, that's a very fair thing to say. That's a very general observation based on like the current landscape around the NFL. So if it's not C.J. Stroud after Bryce Young goes number one, people would be far more okay with Richardson being the pick than Will Levis. I think most people would be okay with Anthony Richardson at number two, where they would not be okay with Will Levis at number two.
No, you're right, because everything that you're hearing, including from us, is he's probably 2 years away. So then you're staying on the course of trying to get this rebuild complete by 27. So you're going to be a little bit more patient, but you're going to take a guy that has a bigger upside. And I think that that's what people again, the casual fans saw the combine, but all they were taking away from the combine is this dude was a freak athlete that you know set all these records for all the different things that he did athletically. This dude is unbelievable, and you don't translate it to how does that make him a better football player.
713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener. Well, I just tweeted this. And I'll ask you the question, too. If the Texans draft Will Levis second, I will. Already, Augie says be irate. There's a texter at 2484. I've come around to Levis, but maybe not at two. A little reachy for me. So it's interesting, though. Like, if you've come around to Levis, you almost have to take him at number two. Because a trade down is what? Like, trade down, you're going to number five, number six, number seven. All four quarterbacks might be gone by that point.
That's right. There's no guarantee.
So trading up from number 12, there are no guarantees there either. So, like, if you're okay with number two and it feels a little reachy, you probably have to take him at number two. If you're of the mind of maybe not at two, it feels reachy to me. Because he's a quarterback, you might have to take him at number two. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jesse, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, Panthers quarterback coach Josh McCown, he's got some pretty good videos on YouTube about C.J. Stroud, and when you watch him, he's done so much homework on him that McCown's absolutely obsessed with C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's got his moves broke down. In fact, through the series of YouTube videos he's put out, McCown compares Stroud to Joe Burrow and pretty much says he's going to be the next Joe Burrow. Then right after McCown put out those YouTube videos, the Panthers made the trade up to one when people started saying Stroud was better because of his size. So I'm pretty sure that Young will fall to number two to the Texans. Of course, the quarterback coach doesn't make the decisions for the organization, but he's so fired up, I think he convinced the organization to trade up to get him.
Jesse, if you feel that way, you should go wager a bet right now that C.J. Stroud's going to go number one, because you can get tremendous value if you really feel that way. Because the latest odds, I think it's DraftKings, has Bryce Young being a minus 1,000 favorite to be the number one overall pick. There's another site that has Bryce Young as a minus 750 favorite to be the number one overall pick. Bryce Young has canceled all of his other pre-draft meetings with teams after the Carolina visit.
Vegas doesn't lie.
Right. Like, follow Vegas. Follow the trends of what Vegas is telling you. Also, like, the whole Josh McCown has YouTube videos talking fondly of a quarterback. He has YouTube videos talking fondly to about many quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. You know how many quarterback prospects in this draft that Josh McCown follows on Instagram? One. It's Bryce Young. So for, like, every here's a C.J. Stroud truther hint there's Bryce Young, truth or hints. And for me, the Vegas thing's the trump card. If Vegas is telling you right now Bryce Young's a minus 1,000 favorite to be the number one pick of the NFL draft, when the Houston Texans are picking at number two, Bryce Young is not going to be on the board.
He's not. And you know what? You have to question, like, when did McCown make these videos? Was he paid by the Carolina Panthers at the time that
he
was?
Well, he had a podcast. He had a podcast breaking down quarterback play.
Sure.
So you can find him talking about any quarterback.
Right. He could talk about any of them if he wasn't working for him. If he was, then you know that there's a motive to his madness in whatever he's doing because he's probably blowing smoke screens for the organization. He's not going to tip his hand. So, again, this is why we keep going back to the fact from the mock drafts to all the experts to all the rumor mill, they're not going to tell you what they truly are thinking and what the plan is. They're going to tell you what you want to hear or what might stir up the most emotion, but it's not going to be – no one's tipping their hand at this point.
Except for Carolina, maybe.
But, yeah, evidently someone knows that, as much as they were saying about C.J. Stroud was the guy, and even guys that follow the Panthers and do radio and used to play for the Panthers are saying, look, I think it's between C.J. Stroud and Richardson. And you know, what Davis, the former linebacker, said – I think that a lot of people in the organization like Stroud, but I really think they might shock everybody and take Richardson. Everybody's blowing smoke and making guesses. But
silly season.
When Vegas does that, that means something. To your point with Cody and a lot of things you guys were talking about going back and forth on, for the level of guys, quarterbacks taken in the top five that didn't pan out, when you look at Vegas, they're rarely wrong when they start talking about when they do something this close to the draft in terms of an odd shift.
Right.
They know something.
Where they're picked, sure. 713-780-ESPN, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. What are the Texans doing at number two? Well, it's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get a home remodel here pretty soon. We all know this. You like me, you've been thinking about that home remodel. I know that you are. Whenever I get it done, it's going to be Pinnacle Construction. Pinnacle Construction needs to be your answer, too, for who you're going to use for your home remodel. It's peak time. If you want something fresh, whether you're creating a new look, it might be the kitchen. You want to upgrade that kitchen. Well, Pinnacle Construction's for you. Maybe you want new look bathroom. Well, Pinnacle Construction's for you. Maybe you want to add on a whole darn room. Well, Pinnacle Construction can do that as well. You've been waiting for the right people. I'm telling you, the right people. It's Pinnacle Construction. They aren't going to charge you through the roof either. Something that you can trust and really guarantee with Pinnacle Construction. They are the name you need to know. General contractor with decades of experience that will help with any kind of repair. Kitchen, bathroom, room addition, anything that you can think of, they can do. We know that choosing a team to remodel your home can be confusing. That's why I'm telling you about Pinnacle Construction. Allow Pinnacle Construction to ease that confusion. Doug Johnson, he's the owner of Pinnacle, a native Houstonian serving the greater Houston area. Doug and his team will guarantee quality in-house work, and they're here to stay. They're not going anywhere. They've been here for two decades. They'll be here for two decades more. They're licensed and insured with stellar customer service for every project and every customer. You can get free estimates with a qualified Pinnacle Construction technician right now. So call them up. Bring them out to your place of residence. See how much it'll cost you for a new bathroom, new kitchen, new room addition. You can call or text 281-900-3004, 281-900-3004. You can email Doug at PinnacleConstructionLLC.net, or you can just head to 975generalcontractor.com. Financing options are available, and ask for the ESPN discount. Pinnacle Construction, born and building in Texas, with over 20 years of general contracting experience.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Joe was talking to us about his taxes and how he screwed up because he does his own taxes. I have a guy.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
I was telling the Twitchers, too, during the break, if you want low taxes, just have a kid. Have a kid. My taxes this year, lowest as it's ever been.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's like
incredible.
You also make
$2,000
of money on two jobs.
I don't make boatloads of money. Well, I make very little money in two jobs. Why I have two jobs?
Isn't the kids worth like $2,000 right now?
It might be worth more than that.
I mean, it's $2,500.
The amount that I'm paying on taxes this year is like 20% what I normally pay.
Yeah, because they increased during the pandemic. They increased like how much you get per child.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was blown away how much little Branham baby put back in my wallet. Thank you, Brandon, baby. You're a gift that keeps on giving.
Worth some kids, and I got gifts that keep giving the other way, too.
So I might have one this year, too, if it means lower taxes.
Wow.
What about you? You want to lower your taxes? You want to lower your taxes in 2023? Have a baby.
Didn't we do that a couple weeks ago? What's more likely, another dog or another kid?
Oh, yeah. We did.
Maybe you'll have to change your answer, Joel.
Do y'all realize that I spent more for boarding for the dogs than I did on our airline tickets?
That's insane. I believe it, though.
So what costs more, like the whole Disney trip or just boarding of the dogs?
Well, you can't go that far. It's more of a comparison of like the airline tickets for four of us versus the kenneling of the dogs for the trip.
You don't have a dog, like a dog person to watch them?
I'm not some of these shows that Jeremy watches on Bravo. No, I don't.
You're not up to date with the latest Scandoval that's happening?
I don't have a nanny for our dogs.
No, Joe. I'm just saying, like, you don't have like a dog watcher. Like, just while you're out of town.
We take them to our vet who also has the kenneling service. Trust is everything here, too, because Lisa trusts they'll be taken care of and send her pictures daily and all the stuff she needs to make sure her dogs are okay. But with that, they're not giving us any discounts, which is painful.
Yeah, so they don't give you like a 3-for-1 discount because you have five dogs.
I said to Lisa like 3 days into the trip when they weren't eating and they were like making a stance that their family was gone. I'm like, you do realize because of your overwhelming love and support for these dogs, they don't know how life really is outside of how spoiled they are when you're around.
So what you're saying is your dogs are like Jalen Green.
Kind of. Yeah. Jalen and Jabari.
Hopefully they get better with new coaching.
Yeah. Well, that ain't happening in this case.
713-780-ESPN. Vita says, show disclaimer, Branham is not a tax advisor. All information is opinion, and it's not been reviewed or confirmed by tax professional. That's probably true, but you're definitely getting lots of money if you have kids. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Michael, he wants to talk Texans draft. What's up, Michael?
Dude, what's up? Don't you have to draft C.J. Stroud just so the Colts don't get him?
No, not if you think C.J. Stroud stinks. In fact, it's a double entendre. If you think C.J. Stroud stinks, you don't draft him. Win. Colts draft him. Win. Like, it depends on your opinion of C.J. Stroud. The problem is most people's opinion is that they think C.J. Stroud's going to be good. But if C.J. Stroud's bad,
yeah,
you don't pick him. Check. Colts pick him. Check.
I honestly think in my gut, I think they're going two defensive players, you know, defense at 2 and defense at 12. I mean, that's my gut. That just seems like a very Texans thing to do. So
yeah, maybe especially then, with DeMeco.
We got an upset stomach. I think maybe.
I'm into it.
I think one. I don't think two.
Here's the thing. Like, Joe and I were kicking this around the other day. Thank you, Michael, for the call. Thanks for listening to the Killer Bees and participating, calling in. What if Mac Jones is on the table? What if Trey Lance is on the table? You can get one of those guys for a third rounder. Like, Trey Lance is younger than Will Levis. Trey Lance, I think, is going to be 22 years old next year. You still have the potential on the upside with Trey Lance. Now, most people are down on Trey Lance because he's had a little bit of a body of work in the NFL, and it hasn't been great.
Too.
But also this past year, he played in a monsoon game, and then he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know who Trey Lance is. If the Texans traded a third rounder for Trey Lance, I could get on board with that plan. And Joe had this great point last week, too. That means DeMeco signed off on Trey Lance.
Oh, no doubt.
DeMeco Ryan signing off on Lap Dance Lance. You can get him for a third rounder. You still have tons of potential.
Defense,
2-12. Yeah, that's
why is he Lap Dance Lance?
Because he goes to the clubs and likes to participate.
Trey Lance that's does?
Lap Dance Lance, where he gets the nickname.
I thought it was Jimmy G.
Out of thin air. I'm not sure if he goes to the clubs.
No, Jimmy.
He just
Jimmy had the porn star.
Right,
that Jimmy is, likes
but then
stars.
He also got the whatever lifetime gold pass VIP.
I didn't know about that
in Vegas.
No, he didn't take it. He got offered.
Are you sure he didn't take it?
Yeah, he's a man of integrity in class. He'll hang out with porn stars, but he's not taking that little silly thing.
Yeah, he got offered like a lifetime gold pass. To a brothel.
Which, hot take, that was a red flag for me when Deshaun Watson was hanging at, like, dunking on basketball goals.
With Mia Khalifa?
Yeah, that was a red flag for me. I said that on the other station, got laughed at. They laughed at me so much they wouldn't let me on the air at that station
anymore.
Jeremy
was right.
I was right. I said the same thing about Easterby. They told me you can't talk about Easterby this way. I said there's no reason that the Houston Texans should have empowered a pastor this much. You can't say that about Easterby. Stop talking about that. I once said that the Texans are silly for cutting Deontay Foreman.
I was going to say, that was a big one.
I got called in between segments. You can't be saying that the Texans didn't cut Deontay Foreman for a reason. I said the Texans just cut their second-best running back. And they called me between segments during the break. You can't say that about Deontay Foreman. O'Brien knows what he's doing. Deontay Foreman ran for nearly 1,000 yards last year. Who was their backup that year? No idea. No clue. I bet she's out of the NFL. You know, I don't miss. I try to tell you guys this. I don't miss with my takes. 713-780-ESPN. 8092. If Stroud goes to the Panthers and you guys are wrong, you have to say Conroe, Texas is the bomb city. Next time I call in, you can go hang out with Stooge with your silly games, spinning signs and saying that Conroe, Texas is the bomb.
You want to bet $1,000 on it?
No, I will say that. I'll say
With the texter?
I'll say it 8092.
See if the texter. Oh, okay, so if he's right, we got to do that. But if he's wrong, he's got to give us a grand.
I mean, the thing
I would bet at that in a heartbeat. Because absolutely, I would bet $1,000 with 8092 right now that Stroud will not go number one.
That's what I'm saying.
He won't. And then I'll flip it and I'll hedge it. I'll play the other side of it.
But he won't.
That'd be a great bet.
It'd be a great value.
If that person's right, then we'll all be celebrating.
I know. I'd win $2,000.
And Bryce Young's the Texans quarterback.
No, but we'll do that. I'll say that Conroe, Texas is the bomb. I don't live that far from Conroe, Texas.
Jeremy will say it on the air at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage.
Conroe, Texas is the bomb. I'll do that, 8092. I have no problem
doing
that.
Good golf there.
Yeah, depending on the course.
Walden.
Yeah, I've never played there. I heard it's great.
Ooh, boy, nice.
7428. I'm worried if it's Bryce Young because we don't have a great O-line. Bryce Young's minus 1,000 favorite to be the number one pick. I'm worried if it's Stroud because he may have hit his ceiling. I'd be happy with a trade down for capital with a better quarterback class next year. I'm not even opposed to still taking quarterback, but I'm not opposed to trading down either. 713-780-ESPN. I had a revelation over the weekend, Blankers. Mm-hmm. Something that Joe George has not been doing that I think has caused the Astros to get off to this 7-9 start.
Oh, our music.
That has caused, especially the Luis Garcia. You know why Luis Garcia is not producing well? It's because he's not been baila esta cumbia.
I was just
every single one of his start. Yeah, we haven't been doing this with these starters.
What, you were thinking we used to have a real producer?
I was thinking that you guys never gave me the songs to use.
No, we did.
Oh, yes, we
absolutely
did. And there's air checks that prove it. There's air checks that prove it. We went pitcher by pitcher.
But this is not the same.
That's not the same. You got to write them down.
We can't tell you this.
When do you use them?
We use them here in this segment.
That's
usually,
great.
It's
told me that.
Rejoin music in our final segment.
Who's
the
ever
day
pitching
they're
that
pitching.
Day. Yep.
So today it's Christian Javier. I don't remember Javier's music.
Oh, point proven.
I don't remember Javier's music.
What am I supposed to play right
what
now?
What was it?
Blankers has better recall than I do.
I know Frombers.
I don't remember Roller Coaster. I don't remember Javier.
Frombers was Love Roller Coaster. And was it Radiohead was Verlander?
Yeah, but he's gone.
Right. I'm just saying. I think we're
going to give Hunter Brown
McCullers
the game.
McCullers was up for a vote that we never finished.
He never pitched.
Well, that too.
He kind of did. But yeah, that's why the Astros are off to a poor start. That's why they're 7-9, same start as last year when they won the World Series. We got to get back to playing these pitchers' music on the day that they pitch, Joe George. It's something that the Hive has become accustomed to.
We can't play Sister Christian, right?
What is that?
It's Night Ranger.
I don't remember what Javier's was. 713-780-3776. Help us out. What was Christian Javier's music that we played?
I don't think we had one for Christian Javier.
We had to have had one for
Javier. No, because
he
didn't start the season as a starting pitcher.
But we were doing it all throughout the season.
But we didn't do everybody.
We had to have one for Javier.
I promise you we did.
This is awesome.
We need to text Brendan
Riley.
You're
trying to blame me, and you're confessing to not knowing any of the
answers. I haven't talked to Brendan Riley since we fired him from the Killer Bees, so it'd be kind of awkward, but I'm going to do it. I'm just going to text Brendan after the show today and be like, hey, man, what was Javier's music?
He won't tell you. We don't have one for him.
I've literally never spoken to Brendan since we fired him, and I'm going to ask him just out of the blue.
We didn't have
what
one
was Christian him. Javier's music? What's coming up on the Wheelhouse today?
Nick Casario's comments and...
Oh, no doubt they lead with
Casario. Yeah, they lead with Casario.
Today's a slam dunk.
Yep.
Today is a slam dunk. Wheelhouse leading
they
off.
They might even play a quote from the Wolf of Wall Street.
They probably will.
Maybe.
They probably will. All right, it's going to do it for us. Thanks to Joe George for doing all the hard work. And Sean Mapes. Sean Mapes doing some of the hard work as well today.
Yeah, most of the hard work.
He's Blank on Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.